Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy is a follow-up to our last podcast on hotel security, the business center security. You'd mentioned to me that there's an equal problem as serious in cyber cafes. Can you elaborate a little on that?
Sure. And it's not just cyber cafes, but pretty much all wireless networks. Now, when you're at a cyber cafe, the only significant difference between being there and being at home is when you're at home, unless the CIA has an interest in you, there's nobody looking over your shoulder to get your password. But when you're at a cyber cafe, there's a few things you have to be aware of. One of them is the physical security. Is the person standing behind you holding up their cell phone actually trying to read a number or look at a picture, or are they actually taking a picture of you as you type in your password? Some of these cell phones now will even take video so they can see every key that you hit.
Oh, I hadn't thought about that. That's a good point.
Yeah, but beyond that, the information that you send generally when you're on a cyber cafe is not encrypted. And what that means is that someone else could get all the information that you're sending depending on the sites that you go to. It's kind of like passing a message on a piece of paper that's wide open versus folding it up and sticking it in an envelope or using a code even. Because if you think about it, there's nothing special about the device that receives the wireless signal from your laptop. Mm-hmm. Lots of people have those devices, and it's easy to install them on other laptops and computers. So you don't just send the signal to the device that you want to get it. You broadcast it, and anyone can intercept it.
How does that actually work? So I'm sitting in a cyber cafe, and I'm hooked up to, I guess, T-Mobile or something. I mean, how is my information intercepted?
Well, you're like a radio station. I mean, your laptop is actually broadcasting to what we call the wireless access point. So think of the wireless access point as a little FM radio.
Mm-hmm.
If I broadcast because I want you to hear me on your radio, how do I stop everyone else with FM radios from hearing me?
Hmm.
The answer is you can't.
Right.
So if I only want you to get the information, then what I have to do is encrypt it. So everyone else gets it, they just can't understand it.
Right, right.
And you get the decryption. Well, in general, in public places, that information is not going to be encrypted. Now, at home, you may encrypt it. There are encryption settings for wireless devices, but typically they aren't really good. So if you're using a wireless network and you have anything important, then you need to use a secure site, what we call SSL. And that encrypts all the data between your laptop and the website that you're going to.
And are most of the paid subscription, like the T-Mobile sites, are those encrypted? Am I protected when I use them or not?
Not significantly, no. So if you were going to want to do online banking, for example...
Oh, geez.
What you would want to do...
Don't do that in a cyber cafe.
Well, that's probably not the best place because of physical security and the ability for someone to monitor what you're doing physically. But if your bank is smart, and most but not all of them are, then they'll have what we call a secure, an SSL page. Those are the ones, when you see the web address, it starts with HTTPS mm-hmm. instead of HTTP.
Mm-hmm.
So those ones use very strong encryption, and all that data is very well encrypted. But if you don't see that, then what you type in is easily available for other people to what we call sniff and see.
Well, how does that actually work? I mean, I'm curious because I know I've logged on to open Wi-Fi networks where, you know, when you ask your computer to search for those networks that are in the area and you see a bunch that are encrypted, and there's always one or two that aren't encrypted, and you sort of hop onto those if you're thinking like you're going to ride on somebody else's network. How does the hacker, or how does the fellow who's going to steal my data see my information?
Well, your signal it's just sending data back and forth, and just like, you know, how does the wireless access point see your information so it can pass it on to the website? Well, there's very sophisticated technologies that have been made very, very easy to use with hardware and software. And the hardware and software for a hacker to use is pretty easy to come by and pretty easy to learn how to use.
I
and
see.
It's just a matter of deciding which computer they want to monitor if there's more than one on the network.
Mm-hmm.
Because your computer transmits what we call its IP address along with a bunch of other information. So it's easy to say this is one specific computer and I'm going to monitor what's on it. As for the encryption, you know, if I say that A equals 1 and B equals 2 and C equals 3, you know, that kind of code, it's very simple to figure that out. I mean, if I told you that these are a bunch of words and all you see are numbers, that's probably the first substitution you'll do, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's a very weak encryption. Well, the WEP, W-E-P, W-P-A, WPA2, all of those methods have flaws in them that allow attackers that have a little bit of time, anywhere from a few seconds to a few minutes, depending on how much you use the connection, to get everything they need to crack the cryptography.
Hmm.
And once they do that, then everything you're sending is in plain text. It's like it's written on a piece of paper that isn't even folded.
Well, you know, I'm curious also about, because I know there've been a lot of warnings like this. How, if you're someone who is out there trying to seek information from those of us foolish enough to be using unencrypted Wi-Fi networks in a cyber cafe, how are you out looking? If you were a cyber criminal, how would you scan all the those that were transmitting unsecured, or how would you go looking for a victim in that situation?
Well, it really all depends upon what the goal is or the intent is. I mean, some people are just doing it for fun and randomly hit the big time and get something really important. If I was looking for corporate secrets for espionage or something like that, then I would do a little homework and find out, you know, what kinds of places do the employees of this company frequent? Is there a Starbucks near Microsoft where the people are likely to use wireless networks?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe even go as far as targeting a specific employee.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember I was working with the CEO of a multi-billion-dollar corporation who liked to do a lot of work at a local Starbucks, and I always wondered about that. So you need to make sure that you are working with an encrypted Wi-Fi connection. Go ahead.
Even more important is if you're on a Wi-Fi network, then if the information is important, like the username and password, your banking account information, you only want to connect to secure websites, the ones that start with HTTPS.
Mm-hmm.
Because the encryption for the Wi-Fi signal itself is generally not significant. It's not enough protection. The encryption used for SSL, that HTTPS website, is much, much stronger.
So that's the whole message: is when you're traveling or when you're in a public place like a cyber cafe, it's really important that you recognize that an encrypted site is not, or an encrypted service is not, going to necessarily protect you from some of the more sensitive data that you might be working with. Don't do banking, I would assume, is away from home is just a good standard practice.
Even when you're at home using your own wireless network, you don't want to send the information. I mean, use all the encryption that the devices have. That's a good layer of defense. But you want to use HTTPS for the critical stuff like online banking.
Mm-hmm. Well, great. And if our listeners have any additional questions, they can reach you at?
askeset@eset.com.
Thanks very much. This has been Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report.